Definitive Landscapes, this is Deborah. How may I help you?
Hi, Deborah. Is Sean in?
He is not. May I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Stefania from Cardiff.
Okay.
And I'm calling about some past financing that the company did with U.S. Bank.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858-252-1934.
And
yes.
You said, what was your name again, please?
My name is Stefania. It's like Stephanie. And I am with Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay.
And is there a better time to reach him, or is he kind of in and out?
He is almost never in the office. So,
oh, my gosh. Busy guy.
Yeah, he's a very busy guy. He does not... I have to chase him through the parking lot to get questions answered.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope you don't wear heels to work.
No, I don't. I used to, but I don't anymore.
Not worth it. You learned your lesson. You brought the running shoes instead.
Yep, I did. So,
oh, my God.
I will give him the message, and it's regarding financing. Is that?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
How's business then?
Like, we're so busy, it's ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Are you guys trying to take on more people to help out?
There is a real shortage of good people who want to work hard.
Of
work, you know, the boys put in very long days and it's extremely hard work. And so, yeah, it's very difficult to get people who want to do that.
I actually had, like, the longest conversation with one of my clients yesterday, and he was going through the same exact thing, and he was like, I hire these people, and they think they need to be making $60,000 right off the block, and they don't put in any work, and they don't understand the, like, put in your time, and you'll get it in the end. Like, they just, ugh, those millennials.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they think, well, you know, one of them, 2 weeks after he got here, he's like, well, I work really hard for you. And it's like, yeah, you were warned that you were.
Yeah, you're like, did you not expect to?
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, well, I think I need a raise. And I'm like, you didn't make your 90 days yet, mister. You know,
oh, my God.
So he quit. It's like,
wow.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And also with the drug issues, you know, we're a drug-free company, so... we do pre-hire and randoms, and that makes it very difficult. We lost 2 employees in 1 week because they couldn't pass the random.
You're kidding me.
No, it's terrible.
That is unheard of, and they know it's coming.
Well, yeah, you would think. I mean, you sign an agreement saying you understand that it's drug-free, period.
Wow.
You know, we live right on the border of Idaho and Washington, and marijuana is legal in Washington State, but it is not in Idaho. And the one guy said, well, I thought, you know, because it's legal where I live, that, you know, and we're like, no, you signed an agreement saying you understood that it's a drug-free work environment. That means you have to pass randoms. And, oh, well, ooh, you know. It's like, no.
Oh, my God. There's nothing you could even say back to that. Like, he has no defense, you know?
No, but, you know, they still try.
And, oh, my God.
It's always your fault, that they messed up and didn't do what they were supposed to do, so.
Right. Yeah, well, what can you do?
Crazy. Exactly. So I will try very hard to get him your information.
Okay, thank you.
Are you thinking, like, business loans regarding equipment purchases or what
yes.
is it?
Yes, yeah, we do equipment financing. We also do working capital, which is, it's similar to a line of credit, but it's unsecured cash, and you get it right within 48 hours. So it's what a lot of kind of the more innovative business owners have been turning to. So we're just following up on him with him. We had sent out an offer. It was about 2 weeks ago. It sent out on the 1st. So he should have gotten some paperwork, but we like to follow up because I know these business owners just get so much stuff in the mail.
Yep. Yes, he does. So
good.
Okay, well, I appreciate you following up, and I will try and give him this information.
Thank you.
I don't know that he's looking for that right now, but it certainly doesn't hurt to ask him.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We have a lot of people that they weren't looking, and then a year later they needed something. And since we had that relationship, it was a really smooth transition. So that's what we also want to do.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And what was your name?
I'm Deborah. I'm the office assistant here.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Deborah.
All right, thank you, Stefani.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye.